What did it used to be 30 years ago?
Well, I imagine it probably was about the same, really, when the population was that much, what, six times less than it is now, or approximately. It's probably pretty close to the same. It might have been a little bit more, but I just have to guess at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I've never much paid attention to with growing up. I just never paid attention to whether, you know, the guy was Smith or Gonzalez, or I just never looked at it much and paid any much attention to it.
Were there many Anglo families whose children spoke predominantly English when you were growing up? Did most of your friends speak pretty fluent Spanish?
No, I think it, trying to think of a few so I can come up with it. I think that the majority of the friends that I had when I was growing up that were Anglos, they just stumbled around with it. Spanish pretty good. They try to learn it in school, but they can't teach you how to speak it in school. I'll argue that with anybody. They teach you the verbs and stuff like that, but you send that man out on the street to carry on a conversation, he's going to get lost.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say if they spoke any at all, it's just kind of busted up and choppy, and they could make themselves understood, but they couldn't carry on a conversation.
Did you move around much when you were little? Did your family?
From house to house?
Uh-huh.
No, I guess, let's see. I was born, and we were living in one house when I was born, and moved out of there when I was about 10 to another house, and my mother's still living in that one.
Mm-hmm.
So from the time I was born till the time I got married and left, I lived in two houses.
Could you make a sketch of the floor plan of that second house?
Of the second house?
Yeah, if you remember it better.
You mean where we're living now, my mother lives now?
Uh-huh. And the names of the rooms and...
Oof. You're not to scale, huh?
No. Just a rough sketch.
This will show you that I'm not an artist. Let's see. That's a porch. That's a living room. A bedroom. And a bathroom. Are you going to be able to tell the difference between bedroom and bathroom?
And the bathroom's smaller.
Okay. Well, this whole thing back here is a hallway and a bathroom and a bedroom. And that's a dining room. And this is kind of like that. The kitchen, and this was a... Well, I can't put BR for breakfast room, so let me write it. This kind of a, you know, breakfast room where we ate, unless we had company or something, going to the dining room most of the time we ate back there. That's pretty
what
close.
What was this here?
That's the front porch. Right there.
What about the house?
And there's a porch right here.
That you lived in once you got married? You haven't lived in this one very long?
Lord, I lived in one, two, three. Lived in three houses with my first wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved in here after.
Can you sort of make a sketch of this house?
Of this one?
Uh-huh.
I got a copy of it there I'll give you. Is that right? Let me turn it around. Let's see. That's a bedroom.